So I put down some thoughts, or I did some research, and what I'm finding is the nice thing about this master's program is one of the requirements, because it's a Christian evangelical university that I'm doing the program through, is that no matter the concept, that it has to, or spiritually integrated. And so I find that while researching concepts that seem very secular or very worldly based, I'm finding that everything really truly comes down to God's creation and God's plan. And I'm always reminded when I'm doing this of Solomon's words, that there's nothing new under the sun, because there really isn't. It's all, he designed all of this, every last bit of it. And so what I wanted to talk about today is it's true seeking in His Word. And I'd like to start today in John 8, in verse 43, when Jesus says, "Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. For he is a liar and the father of lies." Now, why is it that Jesus would speak to those who say that they are sons of Abraham and declare their father to be the devil? I mean, that's pretty cutting. It's because there's no truth in Satan. He's the deceiver because he speaks lies. He distorts reality. He peddles darkness where Jesus and his disciples shine light. They didn't like what Jesus was telling them. And what he was telling them was the truth. But it wasn't their truth, it was God's truth. They were slaves to sin. Their father was the devil. They didn't believe the truth because they weren't truly of God. He destroyed their reality. Those that heard the words of Jesus, as we were told by John in 8:31, had believed Jesus. Then Jesus turns around and tells them that they are not of God because they're not willing to listen to His truth. Not their truth, His truth. Truth in the immutable Word of God is the thing that distinguishes true disciples from others. True disciples are committed to His truth. So how often do we deceive ourselves? Tell ourselves everything in moderation. A little bit won't hurt. But is that true? John F. Evident. Well, are they really? If it's self-evident, it's true to me. But is it true to His word? God's love is always wrapped in the truth, because He is not just a God of love, but He's also the God who is truth. Anyone who worships the God of the Bible must worship Him, as Jesus said, in spirit and truth. John 4, verse 23. Is this immutability of God and His truth must live in us, and as disciples of Jesus, His truth must reside through us. True disciples of Jesus are devoted to and committed to the truth as is revealed in the Word of God, the Bible, in the Scripture. His Word is the unchanging truth. Again, in John 8, 31 and 32, we are taught, "If you abide in my Word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. The truth will set you free." If you abide. So what does this mean, if you abide? True disciples of Jesus, true followers of Jesus, true Christians abide in His word. So that makes abide a pretty big word. First, it means to live. Home is where we abide. It also means things like obey, follow, keep to, hold to, stick to, stand by, and to allow to resonate within ourselves. Here in His word, we must live. We stay here. It's where we abide. More so even, abide touches us in our discipleship as the meaning of a life lived, forgiving, and forgiving. Serving. I must exist in this world in the truth of my obligation to serve a loving God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind. From Matthew 22, verse 37. And as Matthew 22:39 continues to teach, by loving my neighbor as myself. And here in Matthew 22:40 is God's truth. On these two commandments depend all the law and all the teachings of the prophets. Everything else depends on those two. I abide in this world because I'm sustained by food and drink as a requirement of the physical life in this world. Because I have relationships which compel me to serve as a requirement of the emotional life in this world. And because I must make myself a disciple and allow God's truth to abide in me and to live His truth as reflected by God's requirement for a fulfilled spiritual life in this world. John 17:17 and 17:13. Abiding in Jesus' word has multiple layers. The Lord tells us that His true disciples live in the Word of God. They get fed there and they get sustained there. To be a true disciple of Jesus is different than what worldly people think a Christian is. Good things and is a good person, although true disciples aim for those things. A true disciple is not just someone who knows scriptures or Christian traditions or goes to church, although that is also true of disciples. A true disciple is not just about love and serving, although love and service does characterize true disciples. So how do we know what a true disciple of Jesus is? A true disciple of Jesus is devoted to and committed to God's truth. Where do we find God's truth? How do we live His truth? What is His truth? It's found in the Word. The example in the life of Jesus, He lived the truth of God's Word. Not just the words He spoke when He lived on earth, but the whole Bible, because He lived the whole Bible. The immutable, unchanging, loving God in His life lived through His Son who gave up His own life for us. There must be a commitment to His truth. Living by devotional thoughts is a good start, but it is not yet a commitment to His truth. Reading, studying, hunting, and seeking out Scripture, which reinforces what you already believe, is not just enough of a commitment to His truth. Ignoring or justifying parts of the Bible that you don't really want to hear and that you don't like, that you don't feel speak to your truth, or rationalizing them away as unapplicable to your life, is not a full commitment to His truth. Commitment to truth means that you own your own responsibility for buying into Jesus' word. It is not for us Christians to sit in judgment of His word and decide whether you think it is true. It's not right for us to seek the parts of the Bible that speak to our reality and thus forsaking His truth. How often do we justify? How often do I make my own reality my own truth? If you want the gift of freedom that Jesus offers, then you must abide in God's immutable word. You have to live there. Then you will come to know the truth, and when that happens, you will experience freedom from the constraints of this world and know that while we must be in this world, we are called to be something greater, to live for something that is truly not of this world. We all enjoy the taste of a steak. I do. In the preparation of a steak or a meal, truth can be found. Grilling of all basic things can teach us how to abide in the Word of God. Alana likes to marinate steak. I like just salt and pepper and rub it in and let it sit. And I'm sure there's many different ways of how we individually like to prepare our meals. Marinades, salts, rubs, whatever it is, they take time to soak in, to act on the meat. And that's where the lesson is. For soaking in God's word, allowing His truth to penetrate our heart so that we can better block out the distractions of the daily world. Chores, errands, whatever we do for entertainment. Even those things that we tell ourselves are really helpful to our life, we must put them aside and seek time to allow God's word to resonate within us, to allow it to come alive inside of us. Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Sitting and meditating and spending time in God's word, you will know the truth. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. That simple nature is influenced by Satan, for he is the father of lies and deception." Buying deception from Satan, Adam and Eve were blissfully ignorant of evil until the evil one came along and lied to them. When they bought into the lie, deception became a part of their nature. The first thing Adam did when confronted by God about his disobedience was to blame it on Eve. He didn't own it as his own decision. Blame shifting, therefore, then became the fruit of deception. The first thing Eve did when confronted by God was to blame the serpent who lied to her. So you see that once that sin started in the human race, its influence spread rapidly. That influence centers on this one issue: whether or not we will believe God's truth. When we don't buy it, we reject it as not applicable to our life, our situation, our circumstance, our reality. This is the reason why Jesus told those who were listening to him, "If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." John 8:46-47. So true disciples are all in on the word of Jesus. They put their trust in Jesus, believing with all their heart, soul, and mind in his truth. They believe all of his word. That doesn't mean that true disciples must know everything about God. It must not mean that true disciples have to know everything about God's truth once they believe. We're not called to be perfect. We're called to continue to seek his truth, not my truth, his truth. Truth-seeking discipleship means having such a commitment to his truth that they are willing to follow wherever his truth leads them, because the truth is Jesus. The truth will set you free. So how do we get to know his truth? We abide in his word, the freedom in his truth. It's our ownership and stewardship of his truth in which abiding in the truth becomes a commitment and a cost. This commitment, or from this commitment, we will experience the freedom from this world that Jesus is talking about. Freedom from the constraints and the restraints of this world as we grow closer with him. So I tell myself, don't be like the Pharisees who were willing to kill Jesus and by doing so break the law of God rather than allowing Jesus to break my traditions. We may be misunderstood by people, including other Christians. We may be ridiculed and excluded and marginalized by people, including other Christians. We may be lied about and mocked by people, including other Christians. We may even be persecuted by people, including other Christians. Yet our commitment to the truth may indeed be costly. A true disciple of Jesus must be devoted and committed to his truth. The answer is what Jesus said. When you know the truth, you are set free from the power of the lie. The Lord came to the earth to release us from the destruction of our own believed deceptions. When the Lord puts his truth in your heart, you are empowered to face misunderstandings, ridicule, insults, and persecutions. And rather than living under the power of deception and lies, the true nature and the true disciples of Jesus within us comes out. So I'll close with this. We must forgive and pray that all, Christian and non-Christian alike, may come into the knowledge of God's truth. And by his truth, we are truly set free. His truth resonates and comes to life in us so that we may live not for my will or your will or someone else's will, but that we are free from those constraints and that we allow God's will truly to be done in His truth in this world and in our lives. Thank you.